I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Every time I look at myself on camera, I want to like smash. Like, I hate myself right now.
I used to look like a thumb. Now I don't.
Now I do. I'd say let's talk about sex, but with the way I look, probably not going to be happy.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I always do same game parlays or correlated parlays as an if-then statement. So if the Nets win by a lot, then what else happens? What else happens as a result of if the Nets win by a lot, then? What are some unique aspects to these games that are taking place in this exact moment that could lead to some correlated outcome?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
So we like this a little better today. It's looking a little better, right? Hair starting to grow a little bit more, like from the open of the show. Like last Friday, I got my hair cut. It was a disaster. Not as bad today. Not as bad. Still going to wear a hat for the show today, but it was a lot worse.
The hat's going back on, but just know that it's getting a little better day by day. It's good.
It actually looks pretty good in person now, but hopefully this will continue to grow. Get the beard going back in business here. I need my beard to match like your beard length. That's what I need right now. Still a little too short.
Your hair grows back. That must be nice. Let me know how that goes. Let me know how that feels. Yeah.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah. It's not. Give it a little bit more time. Maybe it'll start growing back again.
When you realized I was actually thinking about that. I swear to God, I was actually thinking about this week. I don't even know when or like what precipitated it. So like when you realized you were losing your hair.
Yep.
Is it a situation when you lose your hair? This is so ignorant. I apologize for the ignorance of this question. Does your hair like fall out or does it just like stop growing?
It definitely does not. Well, it probably falls out to some degree, but you don't notice it at all. Like you basically, when you have like thinning hair, it's like, wait a second, that's what always they call it. That's the precursor, right? My firsthand experience with it is just like every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, there's just like less up there. So just less. You don't really know where it goes.
And did you get a cut or no?
Yeah, because I would get a cut. I would get like every two, three weeks, basically, when I was in my
like once late you 20s. Realized that it was like thinning or whatever. Like, wouldn't the strategy just be like never cut it again, and then just keep what you've got for the rest of your life? Like, is that how it works?
Well, yeah, you would end up with like the former President Trump situation, right? Where it's like almost like a. It's got like a swirl of whatever's remaining kind of just going on up there, basically.
Now, let me ask you something. Would you prefer, if given the choice, and this is not a leading question. I don't know what the answer is going to be. Would you prefer to have the Trump style hair or your situation that you've got now, which is only hair on the sides and not on the top?
Yeah, I would much rather have mine. I would just much rather, like, I just, it's just, it's more about when you get to a certain point, like married, kids, getting a little older. It's more about utility for me. It's much less about aesthetic. You know what I mean? Like if I had Trump's haircut, like shower, post shower, like getting it to like look good every time, like that takes time. Now you know what I do when I get out of the shower? Nothing.
That's what I do at all.
Yeah.
Really nice. My hair's dry
it's
in
just
like 3 seconds.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, so I just if I have to pick between a bunch of negative outcomes, I'm going to pick utility. I'm going to pick the thing that makes me have to do the least. And that's what we're going with right now.
I feel like if I just started blind, I would just never get my hair cut again. It's like whatever happens, happens at that point. Like,
yeah, but then you're going to look ridiculous. Like, because your hair is going to grow out in all kinds of random directions. Yeah.
Like the last vestiges of like a once proud civilization.
A once proud civilization. Yeah, that's the Costanza line. So I was watching another episode today. My life and his have like just a lot of like really peculiar parallels. That's really bizarre.
I feel like a lot of people probably feel that way, right?
With sure. Much. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
But what was it?
I watched the episode where, it's the Kramer smoking one was why I watched it.
Okay.
Which is an incredible episode. But in that episode, George's girlfriend has mono, so they can't have sex anymore. And he becomes really smart as a result of it. And Elaine is on the opposite end of the spectrum and becomes very dumb as a result of it. It's like an incredible episode. Like,
is this the episode where she goes, "Oh my God, I've become George"? Is that episode or no?
I don't think so. She puts her, like, at one point she comes into Jerry's apartment, puts her bag down. Jerry goes, "How's it going?" She goes, "Not great. I'm an idiot." And that's also the one where George is hitting the balls at Yankee Stadium with Jeter and Bernie Williams there.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, it's not rocket science. It's like, calculate the trajectory T. It's like, with gravity G, of course, remains a constant.
and this is
banging home runs. Netflix,
right? You're watching this on Netflix, right?
Yes. So it's like 20 minutes. Ancient. Oh, it's everything about that episode is funny. The Kramer smoking stuff where it's like, he starts inviting people from the street up to his apartment to smoke cigarettes because he feels bad for them. And then Jerry's like, what do you got going on in there? Some kind of smoker's lounge? He's like, yeah, it's crazy. They come in once. It's like they're addicted.
Could you imagine how funny, like, I guess like Curb kind of does it, but like a modern day Seinfeld would be with all like dumb bleep going on around.
Oh, man.
It would be unbelievable.
But yeah, that was good. Every time I see Costanza in any one of those episodes, I'm like, there's a lot of kernels of truth for some of us out there with his life and our own. Definitely some of that.
I'm trying to get my girlfriend Bianca to watch Seinfeld. She's never watched it before. And like, so she watched like half of one episode with me and she's like, what about this guy? And she pointed to George and I said, this is the greatest character in the history of anything ever.
Yes, it is.
Like, some people may like Kramer more or whatever. George is the funniest character on the show. By leaps and bounds, I think.
And there's a pivot point in the episode where he decides, am I going to keep being smart or not? Or am I going to go back to like a normal life of like having sex? And Jerry goes like, so what are you going to do? You have to pick sex. And George goes, well, perhaps I can best serve the world this way. And Jerry goes, oh, you mean without subjecting women to your advances?
Well, I mean, if it's like sex or smart, I mean, ignorance is bliss, man.
Life's well, yeah, I mean, just, you know. That's
I mean, I'm
it's a, it's
I'm
a pretty, tough I'm, it's in one way it's a tough choice because you want both, but one way it's not a tough choice.
I don't know. I'm pretty dumb. I make an okay living. I mean, yes,
so how you doing, Nick? Not good. I'm a moron.
It just is what it is. All right. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game here is game seven. And you know, hot take BS. Yeah, we're BS, live in the plethora. Yes. Yeah. All the places that we're on, like YouTube and Twitch and Odyssey stations. Ken and I are here to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook and pro football betting powerhouse. We also know about BetQL. We know that BetQL's got all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, the experts, the algorithms, and the five-star plays. I haven't yet come up with like what I want to say in place of the real ones.
Yeah. We'll workshop some stuff. We'll figure it out. Have a little bit more free time coming up the next few weeks.
I'll just do that. It'll just be like your hometown sportsbook and football betting powerhouse all season long.
Well,
what was like
all season long means seven more games. No,
it's well, so good. Okay, so what? Okay, so football season ends. What's the like sports
basketball powerhouse? Do they just swap it in?
Well, like what would be like your
king
first
of the
line,
you know
like
right
the generic read for like any sports book or like any company for basketball season would be what?
Yeah, it's like. We're the like be the king of the hardwood or something. I mean, it's got to be something really stupid. We're putting like on a full court press with these promos.
Yes, or like, yeah. Or like dribble on down to this sports book.
Dribble on down. Like people just walk down the street casually, just dribbling basketballs. Just like, oh, I should go dribble down there. That's good. I should go buy that.
BetQL.com and the BetQL app on this F3. It's three words. They all start with F. Phenomenal Football Friday. The joke is that phenomenal starts with P. January 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022.
Get
the show's
it?
On Twitter. Yeah, I mean, some people don't, believe it or not.
Sometimes
I have gotten
people take things too seriously.
Phenomenal starts with P, and I'm like, yes,
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sure does.
I know. Yeah. Yes, I know. And in fact, like, I don't know if people play Wordle, but the answer to today's Wordle is what people like that are. Yes. You bet on Twitter, at YBYB Sports on Instagram. I'm on Twitter and IG at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I hate myself for saying IG. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper, is on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. We got an awesome show coming up, as we always do on Phenomenal Football Fridays. Four phenomenal guests on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Lots of words there that all start with the letter F. Sam Panayotovic joins us. Two other words that start with F. At SB Shoot on Twitter. Picks for the weekend. Brad Evans joins us, as he always does, on Phenomenal Football Friday. Evan Silva from Establish the Run's going to join us, as he normally does on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Can't wait for their takes on the games this weekend. And the real deal himself, Ja Reed. Big plates. Real Reed Wallach from BetSided, formerly on our team here on the BetQL Network, joins us next hour to talk about the UFC card coming up tomorrow night. Plus, this is normally the part of the show where we talk about like all the other stuff we have going on in between guests and the Power Hour. There's nothing. It's just the Big S Power Hour and a bunch of guests and like maybe some market discussion on who's going to lead the NFL in passing yards for the rest of the postseason. But the Big S Power Hour, final 2 hours of the show. All the NFL picks for this weekend your little heart could possibly handle. Side total props and same game parlays. NBA bets for tonight. College basketball bets for tonight. Hockey bets for tonight. Overnight projections from Friday into Saturday, courtesy of your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Ken, how the hell are we doing?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, you know, doing great. You mentioned that we didn't have a lot to start with, so we ended up going with baldness and Seinfeld episodes. That's always a pretty good place to start with me, at least. Wheelhouse topics, both of them. My question for you to start here, as we are on the sort of the eve of NFL divisional weekend for, I think, games that we're all very excited for. A couple of them feel like legendary, basically. Bills Chiefs feels like the stakes in that game are just absolutely insane. What is your confidence level with the bets that you're going to have in these four? Forget the same game parlays, forget the monster, like sides or totals. Like, do you feel good about the bets that you're making for this weekend?
No.
I feel terrible.
I was going to say no. I feel great. I feel great about the bets that I've made for this weekend.
I feel awful. I bought out of a bet, which we'll go over during the show. So I'm out on something.
What, you bought out of Tampa?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
You know, the Whitworth was ruled out for the Rams.
Yeah, like great. Awesome. Out. Yeah.
You're out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you got to be back.
And in. I'm not coming back. No, I'm not. No, I'm not coming back.
So you're out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still in.
Just when I thought I was out, they're not going to pull me back in. That's not how it works.
Why? Yet, so. Why are you out?
Just every time I think about the game, I come to the conclusion that I actually think the Rams are going to win. My number says to bet Tampa a little bit. Everything else in my brain says Rams, so I'm going to not bet it.
Okay.
I love these games, and I just we'll do it now instead of the stuff that's going to make the pod. I love these games, and I can't wait to watch all four of them. I have no feel. I got nothing. I got no feel here.
I bet the over.
I got same game parlays. I got a lot of same game parlays.
You like that? I want to have some action in the game.
Yes. So, how much does your same game parlay pay for Chiefs Bills?
500 to 1.
Is it based on the game getting really loose?
Yeah.
Mine is the most.
Did you bet? Do you have the over in the game? If you bet the, I
no,
bet the
well,
over.
In the parlay, I have the over in the game.
Okay.
It's basically like the over and the game is nuts. That's the my same game parlay.
I kind of want to give mine out now.
Mine pays 80 and my others pay like not single digits, but like 10, 12, whatever. And then the Chiefs Bills one pays 80 and I still think it's going to hit.
Can I give out? I want to give out one leg of the parlay right now.
I mean, if it's as clairvoyant as Steelers, well, defensive touchdown will be the first touchdown of the game, then let's hear it.
So ever since Cole Beasley missed the week 16 or 7, the December 26th game, the second game in the regular season against the Patriots in Foxborough. So Beasley didn't play in that game because of I was vaccinated, test positive for COVID. Gabe Davis didn't play either. Isaiah McKenzie starred in that game for the Bills. Last week, like very like under the radar quietly, Isaiah McKenzie played more snaps than Cole Beasley. Like I think like Beasley's like the odd man out right now of this offense. The anytime touchdown market is not being priced that way. Beasley still has lower odds than Isaiah McKenzie. Isaiah McKenzie plus 525 anytime touchdown is one.
525.
525.
He plays a lot.
Plays a lot.
In a game with a total of like 54.
And he's really good. Like he's really objectively good. A political statement. He's objectively better on the field than Cole Beasley. Like watch both of them play. One's better, and it's McKenzie plus 525.
Bill's offense more conservative when Beasley's on the field. Safe to say that.
In some ways.
You know, they just open it up more when McKenzie's out there. It's a little more liberal with how they distribute the ball around. Yeah,
they're much more liberal with how they distribute. And listen, and they like to take shots down the field too. Beasley's not in. No shots down the field if Cole Beasley's on the field, but shots down the field if Cole Beasley's out.
Can't thread the
needle.
Can't do it.
Well done. McKenzie, anytime touchdown. How about that?
Amazing. I can't believe the price is that big. That's actually... I can't believe that you
wussed out of the Tampa bet.
Yeah, I kind of can't. I did an interview earlier today, and they've never asked me this question before, and this week they go, are there any bets that you made early in the week that you really regret? And I go, I cannot believe never in my life or never this season have I bought out of anything. And I can't believe you're asking me this because the answer is yes this week. And I've done it already. I gotta go with my gut on this game. I really think the Rams are going to win. I don't think that's a good reason to make a bet, but I think it's a good reason to not have this Tampa position anymore.
Ooh, man. I don't know. Maybe bet the under instead. Like if
I go, I know that's another thing I was thinking about, or I might do in some new monsters teasing the under. Yeah.
I still like the Bucks.
No, I don't.
Stafford sucks, man.
Okay. Stafford sucks, man. That's where we're going with the analysis.
I've seen Stafford in Lambeau Field plenty of times. I don't need to see it again next weekend. I'm good.
That's a good narrative for that game if it ends up happening. They went there. They didn't have the quarterback they wanted. Now they do. Can they get it done?
Also, Stafford, hasn't always gone great when he's gone to Green Bay.
Right. Also, the Packers would win the game, but that's fine.
Yeah. I'm upset with you. I thought we were riding into Valhalla together on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guess not.
Instead, I'm in limbo.
All right. Quick break. On the other side, we'll go through some of the exotic markets for divisional weekend, including highest and lowest scoring teams.